Okay, we're live on Instagram too. For the first time in Happy Hour with Brian history, we are live on Facebook, Brian Nelson's Facebook, and we're also live on Instagram. It's such a big step forward for us. I don't know where to look, actually. I got a lot going on here. Well, all right, good to be here. It's Tuesday, what, the 26th, 3/26, 2024, Tuesday. It's cold and windy in North Dakota. Our third spring ended, and we're back to winter. All right, we lucked out. Where I live, we didn't get a lot of snow, but it's been cold and not real nice out. It's been the last 3 days have been this brutal wind. You walk out, and this wind is just wicked. So we got that going on. It's Happy Hour with Brian. Make sure you like it, love it, share it. I like comments. Please give me a comment or your thoughts, your questions, your concerns. Tell me to speak up, shut up, whatever you need to do, get it out there. Hey, I'm good. Now, how are you? Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Share it. Let's get the word out. If you're just tuning in, I'm paying attention to a lot here because for the first time in Happy Hour history, we're live on Facebook and live on Instagram. So this is very exciting. And I only have like 70 people that even follow me on Instagram. But hey, you got to start somewhere, right? All right. So going on. I'm building this out. So I'm doing a lot of Facebook posts. I'm doing my Happy Hour with Brian page, doing a lot on Instagram. I'm starting to put out material on there. I'm not very good at it. Remember, I went into this. I wasn't a real big social media guy anyway. I just played around on Facebook's all I ever really did. I didn't do a lot. So now I'm getting on to YouTube and I'm going to be posting that. But I'm a podcast too, so I'm taking parts of my live stream, condensing it, and I'm making that a podcast. So you can go on the Podbeam or Spotify or Apple, all of them, and you can find me, Happy Hour with Brian, and you can listen to me driving down the road. So that's exciting. Remember to leave a comment. Hi, Brian. Let me know you're there. Let me know you're watching. Give me a thumbs up. I can get stars now. I finally got enough fans so you can give me some love. Show me you appreciate the time and effort I put into this, which I'll laugh, which I'll talk about in a second here anyway, so I can get stars. So what are we forgetting? We're live on Facebook. We're live on Instagram. I can get stars. We're going to diversify into this because I'm not quite getting some responses I want. I want more interaction. I'm looking for a little more. I want that camaraderie between us. I want your concerns, your questions, your thoughts. And I know some of it's hard to talk about, and that's okay. You can always private message me, too, and I'll try and remember to talk about it on the next live stream. So we can do that. Today, I'm not just going to harp on alcohol or piss. So in case you're new, you're just wondering, I am a combat veteran. I suffered from PTSD and depression. I became a severe alcoholic, and I pissed away a lot of years of my life. And we're not going to get into all that again. I've talked about it in other live streams, but it's not good. And a lot of alcoholics have the same story or any addict. But the good news is I found a way out. I survived. You know what? And I'm happy about it. I'm 15 years sober. I live a great life. I own my own business. I'm happy. I'm in love. I take care of business, blah, blah, blah. Life is good. Life is good enough that I'm trying to promote this and get this big. So I even have time to do this stuff. And when you don't think this takes time, you're wrong. This takes dedication and time, and I'm finding out it's bigger than I even thought. They even tell you what times you're supposed to post and what you're supposed to do. And I know 3 o'clock isn't the best time in the world to go live, but it's up. You can watch it anytime, and it works out in my life, all right? So hopefully, even when I get busier here later spring and summer, I'm still going to be able to do it 3 o'clock. Where if we're doing it early or something, I might not be able to do it consistently. So that's the thought process there. What else? So today, I follow a guy on Twitter, X, and John, I don't even know how to say his last name. It's L-E, capital F-E-V-R-E. And some of it can get kind of political, but a lot of his stuff is just life. He's an investment banker. I think he's made a lot of money in his life, whatever. But he has gotten older now, and he sits down, and what he talks about really hits home with me. And I naturally live my life this way before I even knew that was okay. Does that make any sense? I've always lived Brian's way. I just have. And I'm not saying that. When anything I say, folks, It's not gospel, okay? It's just my way. Always remember, I'm not a preacher. I'm a teacher. I don't care if you drink. I don't care what's going on. I don't. But if I can help someone from falling into the hell I fall into, I would love to do that. It's that important. Alcoholism gets a grip on you that in your whole family, it affects so many people, and we don't realize as an alcoholic because we're selfish. Alcoholics are very selfish people, and all we worry about is how we're going to be able to drink tomorrow again. So I got that going on. I'm 15 years sober, own my own business, good life going, and I like to share the positives about that. I've had a fun journey. I collect, sell, buy, hoard antiques. I was even featured on American Pickers. If you go on my Facebook page, or you go on my Instagram page, or you go on Robbie Wolf's Instagram page, or you go on Bentendorf Americana's Instagram page, you're going to see an ad running about me. It's very cool. And I'm going to be in Bentendorf, Iowa in August with a friend of mine from North Dakota. And I'm going to be meeting and greeting and selling. And I'm really looking forward to it. We usually go to Iowa Gas, it's called, in Des Moines, Iowa. But Robbie Wolf is a friend of mine. He's started his own show, car show, antique show, auction, all kinds of stuff going on. Kind of a big event. Well, it is a big event. And I want to participate in that this year. He asked me to, and I want to, and I'm looking forward to it. So that's in August. I'll be in Bentendorf, Iowa. Everyone's invited, of course. I'll be doing that. So maybe over the summer, I'm going to show some pics I am doing to try and find more stuff for that. I always like to show off a few toys. I don't know if you can. Yeah, I can see a Smith Miller wrecker I got back there by the Coke sign now. If you don't know a lot about toys, Smith Miller is a high-end toy. Would have been kind of expensive for a kid to get back in the 50s. This one's in great shape. It's a wrecker. Wreckers are collectible. People like collecting wreckers. I even got a few over here on the shelf. They're just cool. I usually end up peddling them, but that's just how that goes. Oh, great. Thank you, Nat. This John writes, and John Carney, he might have been a banker too. I'm not sure. But anyway, I kind of follow them on Twitter, not because they were bankers, but because of their mindset, their life, their attitude. So that's what I was getting at with all this. I've always kind of lived a beat of my own drum. I really have, good or bad, and there's been bad, believe me, there's been bad. There's been bad. We don't need to get into it all today, but there's been bad. But I've also been fairly successful in life on several different occasions, and part of that's due to a generally really good attitude. I just do. I'm a very much, I always have been, even though I was in the hurt bag for a lot of years, I always have been. The glass is half full, not half empty. I've always been that way. I look at the brighter side of life, not the darker side. As a rule, I'm not perfect. I did deal with some depression, and PTSD is a separate enemy in there that doesn't really have to do with any of that. But it affects you in that way. So I've had to work through a lot of things in my own life. I really have. And I still work with it. I still have to deal with PTSD. I still do. But I'm not depressed. And best of all, I'm not an alcoholic anymore. So let's just quit jabber, John. Let's get into Brianism. That's the new subject, Brianism. Brianism isn't fully completed yet, but it's should I make up that I just think you should know. All right? So, Brianism, so I've got a whole little stack of notes here I made the last few days, and some of it is taken from John on X, some of it's taken from Carney on X, and some of it is just me, and that's what I call Brianism. So, I'm not saying you have to do any of this, I'm just saying what I'm saying. I'm saying this is how, a way to look at things, okay? I have to work on some of these things. It's not magic, okay? So let's just get started. This is due to a friend of my life and something they're dealing with, so it popped into my head. So it's one of the first things I wrote down, and basically I feel college is a scam. So there I said it. Get mad. Tell me what you think. I don't care. But I personally think college is a lot of it's a scam. Now, why do I say that? I didn't go to college, did I? No, I didn't. I went and protected all of you from the evils of the world for years, okay? I went in the Army, and some people go to college, and that's fine. I'm just saying, overall, isn't it kind of a scam? I have a brother that did 4 years at a major university. I don't know what that cost him. It was back, he's older than me, so it was a while ago. So maybe it wasn't so bad back then. But he's not doing anything that he went to college to be. I have a smart, successful nephew that went to 4 or 5 years at a major university. I don't know what that cost him, but he's not doing anything that isn't what he went to college for. Get my point? They take a lot of money from you. They claim, I think they teach a lot of shit that shouldn't be taught nowadays. I won't get into all that. I have a daughter that's in the North Dakota National Guard, but also going to college full time. So she's a busy woman. She left a major university and went to a more conservative college because she couldn't take the waste of time and what they were making her take at that university. So I'll leave that at that. I'm not a big college fan. I have a dear friend right here who went to a 2-year trade school, and I honestly don't know his income, but I'm going to guess it around $200K a year. He gets up every morning. He works very hard. He started his own business. He's very good at it. He's smart. But he works. He doesn't pay a ton of people to go do what he's supposed to be doing. He works every day. He's reaping the benefits of it. And from what I can see, he's enjoying life too. He's got a beautiful young family, beautiful home. Things are going his way. He did not go to a 4-year university to do that. He knew he'd get out of bed every morning and go to work. That's how he made it. So that's enough on college. Anyone got any thoughts on that? Hi, Roy. Jimmy. I don't really have a lot of heat in my shop, okay? So it's kind of cold up here. So I come up here and work and do this. I'm risking my life of freezing to death for you guys, just so you know. All right, next on my list is spend time with your parents. You should just do this. I don't know how else to really word that, except think of it this way. You don't know how many days left you have with your parents before you're an orphan. So look at it that way. You know, one day you're going to be an orphan. All right? Do you want that? I doubt it. So visit your parents, okay? I've talked in other live streams that one of the things that bother me and I'm saddened by is that I found sobriety 1 year too late. Had I found sobriety a year sooner, my dad would have got to see me sober, and I would have liked for that to happen. I really, that's something I regret. I wish my dad could have seen me sober, because I know he was worried and wasn't happy with how my life was going. And he actually had an older brother that was an alcoholic, so he knew that life and his early demise. And I wish I would have quit drinking a little sooner, so my dad could have saw me sober. That would have made it better. I say this about parents. Well, something happens as you start to get older. So I don't know how old you guys are, but at some time in your life, it's going to hit you that you got more years behind you than you probably got ahead of you. Think about that. You got more years behind you than you probably got ahead of you. When you start realizing that, trust me, you look at life a little different, okay? Them special moments are more special, and you're going to take time. You should take time. This is something I have done and benefited from. I have enjoyed life. Good or bad, I drank for a long time, but blah, blah, blah. Enjoy life, okay? There's things I do wrong. I don't have a great big... I'm going to get into financials too a little bit. I don't have a great big savings account, and that makes some people tick. That makes them happy. That's fine. I'm just saying enjoy life. Go see your folks. Get a dog. Take it for a walk. Enjoy a cup of coffee. Enjoy life, all right? You don't know when it ends. You don't know when your folks is in. You don't know, all right? One of the most, I saw this picture a long time ago, and I don't own it, and I don't have it, I don't even know who made it. But I saw it, and art doesn't do a lot for me. I'm not an art guy. But I saw this piece of art, and it's never left me. The frame, that picture's never left my brain. And all it is a whole line of people, okay? A stairway going up into the clouds, and this whole line of people. There's old people, there's young people, there's kids, there's toddlers, there's kids playing, there's soldiers, doctors, lawyers, you know, you can just tell police, firemen, whatever, this whole line. You can just look down the line, see all these different people that you can relate to. You know a fireman, you know a policeman, you know a kid, you know an elderly person, blah, blah, blah. And they're all going up the stairs. They're all going up the stairs and disappearing into the clouds. The catch is you don't know where place in line you are. You don't know where you're at in that line. You don't know. You don't know where you're at in that line. It could be tomorrow. It could be tonight. We don't know. We're better off not knowing, I'm pretty sure, but we don't know. We all want to live a ripe old age, not end up in a home and blah, blah, blah. But we don't know. So do the right things. Think about that, all right? That's something I actually do, all right? So that's my lecture. See your parents. Remember, at some point in your life, you're going to realize you got more years behind you than you got ahead of you. Live life accordingly, guys. All right? Stay inside is what I do. Thankful, not so much snow. I'm glad we didn't get a lot of snow, too. I am glad. Okay. Don't wait for the perfect pitch. Life ain't a baseball game, folks. Don't wait for the perfect pitch. I see around here some of these young people going to college, living with their folks, not working because they haven't found the right job. Wrong answer. I'm in the process of probably upping my game in job because I have a good job that I was good at. So a job can get you another job and better off in life. It can. All right? So there's no free trip to first base. You're not limited to three strikes. Just keep swinging, and your luck will improve. I've lived by that, okay? I have failed. Boy, I've struck out. At least you think you struck out, but you really haven't struck out because you're able to fix things. You're able to get up the next morning, and you're able to keep swinging, okay? Keep swinging. Eventually, your luck is going to change. That's the truth. That's honestly how it works. So my older brother says I'm very lucky, and maybe sometimes you can look at that, maybe you can say that, but the truth is, I'm just a better fisherman than he is. He says I'm lucky. No, I'm just a good fisherman. And maybe some other things in life that happen because I keep swinging. I don't ever quit swinging, folks. I'm swinging right here again. I want 1,000 people to watch me talk on Tuesday afternoon. I don't know if that'll happen, but I show up every Tuesday at 3 o'clock and talk. I keep swinging. I think that's the right way to march through life. That's Brianism at its finest right there. If you take anything from this wonderful episode, take that. Brianism at its finest. Keep swinging. It's important, okay? I hope you got a lesson out of that. There's no free cake. There's no instant walk to first. None of that. There really isn't. You have to put another foot forward. You have to get up every day. You know, shake yourself off and go at it again. You just got to do that. Keep swinging. I believe in my heart you will be better off in life if you do that. I'm never content either, I've noticed. I shouldn't say that. I don't know if content's the right word. I'm never totally satisfied. I always want, like, life's going well for me. It's going fine. I can do this. I can do that. But I started this. I'm always swinging. I just want to see what'll happen. What's the next door? What's the next chapter? I am the last person anyone calls a couch potato at all. I am not. What's funny about that, I think I made a note to that, so I'm probably going to double talk here a little. What's funny about that is I can't sit still. My honey wishes I'd just sit down more and talk, maybe. I used to be content sitting in a bar for hours. That's where I wanted to be. My spot on that bar stool for hours. And that was a good day, I thought back then. Isn't that funny how life changes? I can't do that now. I don't sit anywhere for hours at all. I'm a guy in motion all the time. I really am. All right, let's get into drinking a little bit. Drinking isn't a fulfilling hobby, folks. All right? I love drinking. I've told you about this in many of my live streams. I loved it. I did it. I lived it. All right? I was an alcoholic. All right? I had to get help. I had to work hard to undo that. Okay? It is not easy once you're at the alcoholic stage to quit drinking, okay? It's not. Don't let anyone tell you it is. It's not. It's a hard thing to do, and I would hope you never get to that level, all right? Alcohol is terrible for you. Even in small quantities, it increases cortisol, which causes stress and anxiety, disrupts your sleep, destroys fitness progress and muscle recovery, increases estrogen and decreases testosterone. You don't want that, do we? Diminishes productivity, causes long-term cardiovascular damage, and it also damages the prefrontal cortex, which impacts your memory, impulse control, and cognitive ability. Whew! That's all that. I got some of that. I think it affected my noodle upstairs a little bit. I think my memory should be a little better. Yeah, whatever, all I read. I got some of that shit from all them years of drinking that hard. So it ain't good for you, all right? Not good for you. Remember, I am a teacher, not a preacher. I'm not telling you what to do. Drinking, occasionally, it's part of life. It's a social event, a relax, whatever you want to call it. Go out on a date, whatever. Okay, I'm not able to do that no more because I went too far with it. You know, I had to drink it all. I wasn't happy with the beer. That's, when you become an alcoholic, you don't just have, at least me, I'll just talk for me again, what I know. I had to drink it all. I wasn't happy till I fell over. So occasional drinking is fine, but what's the point? It's never been easier to abstain from alcohol, and it's important to start young. You'll discover that you don't need it socially, and it's more fun to be present. I'm telling you, firsthand knowledge, that if you don't watch the alcohol, it'll sneak up and bite you in the ass. So even if you're good at just being I'm going to go out Saturday night and drink, you could get a DUI, you could get in a bad shit happens, all right? It just does. I work hard. That keeps my mind off it now. And I don't think, I've said this in other live streams, I'm pretty positive that if my world turned to shit right now, which I have had some stress lately, some things have been a little twisted, but I don't think, I don't know. I don't think something could happen to make me go back to drinking. I know so well what that did to me. I know how that hurt people, how it hurt me. I know the damage that caused. I just don't think I'd ever go back to that. I certainly don't miss it at all anymore. When you first quit drinking, I miss the people. I miss the bar. I miss the alcohol. Now, none of it. The people don't even talk to me no more. I don't miss the alcohol at all. I've learned in life that you can have friends and do a lot of great things and you don't need to drink. So it's all good. And I don't care when a friend or mine or whatever has a drink. I could care less. I'm not one of them people. I don't care. I had to drink. I had to quit. Okay? I did. You don't have to. I had to. I'm just trying to tell you, if you don't watch it, you'll end up like me. Maybe you'll be talking like me one day, right? All right, money and investing. This is from Carney. I'm not even going to read this whole page. Not something I'm good at. I don't invest. I have some precious metals. I've put some money into that. So hard metals. I've always kind of lived by, you know, money is only something you need if you don't die today. If I die today, I don't really need it tomorrow. Yeah, we can. Okay. People can get mad at that comment. You got to save for whoever. Maybe. I hope that works out. That'd be great. If it don't, I'm over it. I haven't got a dime. No one gave me anything. I fought tooth and nail for everything I have. I've got up every day and went to work. I just do. And I've had some ups in life where things changed, and I blew that too. So money, I am not driven by money. I want money. Don't get me wrong. I like making money. I need to earn money. I like things. I have bills to pay. I drive a nice pickup. I have this. I have a business. Blah, blah, blah. I buy antiques. If you get into the antique world that I'm in, you're going to realize you need a lot of money for that. I love finding antiques. It costs money to find them. Even if you don't, I might drive 2 hours and I might not even get an antique. It might not even work out. And then you still got to drive all the way home. You might eat. You get what I'm saying? It costs money to do my hobby. I think all hobbies cost money. I don't care if you're the great weekend fisherman. That costs money. Maybe you go gambling on the weekend. That costs money. You go to state parks every other week and tour it and go for a hike. It costs money. You know what I mean? All hobbies cost money. Hobbies are great. We'll get into that later. This guy says, if you start young, you put $100 a week in savings. He claims you'll never miss it. You'll have $1 million after 40 years. Whew. Okay. So there you go. I did not do that. And I don't got 40 years left probably, so I'm not going to start. That's just my attitude, all right? I need money. I like money, but I am not in any way driven by money, all right? I'm not. And I'm also very good at not worrying about what the Joneses have. That's another gift I've been blessed with since birth. I don't care what you have. I don't care what you drive. I don't care what you do. I don't, all right? I just don't care. I'm happy for you, but I don't care, all right? And I don't think you should care what I have. I don't think it matters. I don't look out the street and I go, ooh, look at that. I just don't. And I'm glad I don't, okay? Have kids sooner. That's overall a good thing, I think. Have kids sooner. I think just going by my own granddaughter, my God, they're busy. You need to be young just to be able to put up with all the shit you got to get them to and home from and be at and support and do and pay for and all that. Busy, busy, busy. I was not that busy at that age. We just weren't back in my day, but that's okay. That's how it is now, and that's good. And I think you got some good, I think you got some, there's some benefits of being a little younger. Maybe you're going to be a little younger. So here's a better way for me to word it. I was blessed at somewhat a young age of getting a granddaughter, when I wasn't that old yet. You know what? That's fun. That's a lot of fun because Papa still has energy. Papa went to carnivals with her. Papa went on rides with her. I do a lot with her. We go to hockey games. I am busy with her. We're very close. And I don't know if we'd have had like the age gap I had with my grandpa, if it had been that good. I had a great relationship with my grandpa, but he didn't go to no carnival with me. You know, he didn't even take me to one. You know what I mean? There's a difference. I miss my grandpa. I was very close to my grandpa. I loved him to death. And that's another reason why I wanted to be such a good papa to my granddaughter, because I have such a great warm spot in my heart over mine. And I want her to have that. I want her one day to be telling her kids about grandpa. That's something I very much want. I want to be remembered as a great grandpa, okay? I do. To have kids younger, I think overall that's good. Don't look for a reason to lay. Also, I think it tames us, you know? I think as a rule, a lot of us men, we need a wife just for a referee, because I think it's easier for us to go astray. I mean, it seems like we're always up for a party, or that's a great adventure. Yeah, we should try that, whatever. So I think all that's good, but I think it's good to settle down a little sooner than later, get a grip on life. I think children home us a little bit, you know, make us settle down. Now, I failed there, and I ended up divorced over that because by the time I got around to having my child, I was really becoming a great alcoholic. I was really polishing my skills back then, and that caught up with me. But as a rule, most people aren't alcoholics, and that isn't a problem. So I think have children younger, you're going to end up having grandchildren younger then. I think that's a positive. I think kids are wonderful, wonderful things you need to do and experience in your life, and grandkids. And then they go, oh, you like your grandkid better than me. No, I don't. I'm just older. I might have a little more money in my pocket. And right now in my life, I certainly have more time. You know, I'm not trying to pay off the house, the car, and the boat, and take a trip to Disney World and blah, 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 all at the same time, okay? So it's a little easier to spoil them. I mean, I am not as shook as I used to be. And I don't know that I ever was shook, but that's just me. I don't get shook that easy. I don't. But then again, I was in the Army. That makes a difference. Okay, never harp, worry, or wallow in fear. You know why? You know why not to worry, harp, wallow in fear? It don't help. It doesn't help a bit. I happen to be in love with and know other people that are worriers. Sometimes they're worried about stuff they shouldn't be worried about. There's really nothing to worry about, but they tend to worry about it. I don't know how you fix that. I don't know how you change that. I am not that way. As a matter of fact, most of my life, I should have worried a little more probably. Agreed on the grandkids. Watch my granddaughter ice skate Friday. Isn't that wonderful? Thank you, Matt. Worrying is a waste. There. Worrying is a waste of time. All right? To be conscious about something, to be thinking about something, is very natural and normal. To worry to where it affects you, not healthy, not good, and it doesn't work. It doesn't fix it. It doesn't fix anything. That's the main part. It doesn't help. All right, we don't need to harp on that anymore. All right, we're doing pretty good on time. Look outside your social circle. What do you do? Where do you go to college? What does your dad do? It took me a long time to learn that sitting back in the army with my buddies, maybe having a beer back in the day, was some of the most soulful and, well, I still miss the moments today. I don't know. I haven't. I shouldn't even say I don't know. I honestly have not. I got people that are friends. I have people that I'm close to, and I have my loved ones. But as far as friends that aren't loved ones, your friends, I have not had in my life what I had in the military. That group of people I spent a lot of years of my life with and got shot at with, we lost some of them. We gained some new ones, blah, blah, blah. I've never had that since. I really miss some of that. I really do. I don't ever regret joining the Army. I wanted to be in the Army my whole life. I did it. I loved 98% of the Army. There's some shit in them years that happened that I could live without. Yes. Yes, there is. That I wish wouldn't have happened. Okay? That affect me and still do to this day. But on the other side of that, I wouldn't want to turn in them memories and them friendships and them times we had together all them years. I just wouldn't. Some of the simplest stuff. I remember, like, after a lot of us were young, they were making a new, kind of a new whole company there in 4th of the 16th of the 1st Infantry Division, and we were a rapid deployment unit there making us. And a lot of us are young, except some of our NCOs and stuff. And a lot of new troops, we're all airborne. And we just got to know each other. And we were over there, and after that first year, there was like four of us just got to be close. And I remember none of us were married, so the married people got to go home for Christmas. And we were stationed in Germany, so it was a long ways home. Anyway, we were in Germany for Christmas, there on post. We went and bought each other a little gift, so we had our own little Christmas. And I'll just never forget it. I don't even know what the gift was. It wasn't big, it wasn't nothing. But I got a present, and I love presents. I always have loved presents. I get mad now when I don't get presents. I love presents. Just so anyone listening knows that, I love presents. Okay? I don't really care what it is. I just like getting presents. So I miss some of that. That was a great commodity. Next on Brianism, read more. I read a lot. My reading in life, I didn't read in school enough because I didn't study. Then when you get in the military, you end up learning that it's hurry up and wait all the time. And I started reading Lewis L'Amour books. I think he's from North Dakota, and he wrote these Westerns, and of course, the good guy always got the bad guy, and blah, 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 but they were kind of good action Westerns, and I don't really know how I got into them, and who sent me the whole case of Lewis L'Amour books, but they did, and I read a lot of them, and I enjoyed it. Then I was trying to promote my career and stuff a little bit in there, and get rank. So I was studying, I was taking a class, it gives me credit, for whatever, military history, okay? I'll call it that, military history. Maybe that's what it was called, I don't remember. But I always did like history. I did very well at history in high school. World history, American history, I did good with it. I've always liked history. I always have. From a young age, I've liked history. So I was reading a lot of history. I started studying a lot about what the 1st Infantry Division did early on, how it was formed, and blah, 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 and wars. And then I was studying some of the generals' writings on how they decided what they did during the war, and it was all interesting. So I read. Okay, so then I got out of the Army. I didn't read nothing no more. I drank. All right? I didn't read shit. I didn't read nothing no more. And then I found sobriety, and I got busy being sober, and what started kind of me reading again was antiques. Because what would happen was I'd go to an auction or a local flea market or a garage sale, and I'd find an antique. I would take it home. I'd set it down in front of me, right there on the living room floor, and I'd sit down with my iPad on the couch, and I learned everything I could learn about that antique. And then I knew about it. And then I either sold it, put it on a shelf, or hoarded it, put it in my depot. But that's how I learned, and that's how I started perfecting my craft. I learned. I read. Now I read a lot of news now. I follow some big news channels. Whether that's good for me or not, up in the air. But I do read a lot of news. I'm very pretty knowledgeable on world events and what's going on and what's taking shape. And that interests me and it concerns me. And I do read a lot about that. And I think sometimes I shouldn't read as much about that because that stuff will just piss you off. Read. What did Ken Hone write about that? Reading allows you to borrow someone else's brain. There you go. Reading allows you to borrow someone else's brain. Give your brain a rest. All right? Mine works overtime all the time. And have a conversation with the most consequential minds in history. It's a learned skill that requires discipline. Make time for reading, preferably right before bed. Keep your phone in another room. Tap out on books you're enjoying. I'm not so good about... I do read on my iPads where I read, and I don't think that's good for my eyes. Notice I'm wearing readers. But I read, good or bad. I have some books up on my dresser that I would like to read, but I don't actually sit down and read them because I've usually got my nose buried in my iPad. So that's me. But at least I'm reading. It's good for my brain. That's another thing. It honestly really is good for your brain. Our brains, we start getting older, they start getting mushier, whatever happening to them. Got to try and keep them fired up, all right? Keep the sparks going. Watch the sunrise. I am an early bird, and I watch the sunrise, all right? It's a couple things I do every day, all right? Right or wrong, doesn't matter. It's how I do it, how I like it. A couple things. As a couple, every day, we make our bed. We get out of bed almost the same time every day. We make the bed together. If the whole day goes to shit, and it's just a messed up, miserable day, and you're half pissed off when you go to bed, when you get into your room, your bed is made, the sheets are tight, and you get cuddled in right away, and the day just got a little bit better, and you're going to get a better sleep because of that. Instead of it all being a rain and a mess, and make your bed. It's a sense of accomplishment. If nothing of you didn't accomplish another damn thing all day, you did. You made your bed. It's important. Make your bed. The other thing, you people that sleep all day is bullshit. Get out of bed. Watch the sunrise. I get out of bed. I hit the coffee pot. I start making coffee. I get a good cup of coffee. I crack the shades a bit. I put some news on the TV, visiting with Rhonda, petting my dog, and then I watch the sunrise. Every day. Every day. Every day of it, hope being a great day. And what can I do to help make it a great day? I honestly have that attitude. Every day, not just once in a blue moon. Sure, I get frustrated. Sure, I get pissed off. I'm human, all right? But I still make my bed every day, and I watch the sunrise every day. Do it. You're going to be surprised. I got no use for you sleepers. Get it. If you're that tired, go to bed earlier at night. There's nothing you need to do at night. Nothing. All right? Once you're done working, see your kids, whatever you got to do, you can go to bed. You don't got to go running around the country. You don't got to be out all night. You don't got to go drinking all night. Go to bed. Then you can get up in the morning and you can see the sunrise. And you're going to be better off because of it. One thing I watch guys in the military have such a hard time with, and I was up, even though, whew, there were some rough ones in the Army, though. What I tell someone one time, I said, well, if you've ever been drinking at 5 in the morning and then went directly to be, and then went to physical training, you might have been in the Army, you know? And we did that. So watch the sunrise. Never stop learning. Feed and nurture an intellectual curiosity. We live in a world of free university courses, YouTube tutorials, podcasts, and even Instagram health and fitness guides. There's infinite amount of knowledge at your fingertips, and it never hurts to be knowledgeable and convert on electric range of topics. It makes you a better and more interesting person. I agree with that. I would like to lose a few pounds. I'm fighting that. And I don't know why, because I've succeeded in a lot of things in life. I succeeded in quitting drinking. I succeeded in quitting smoking on my first try, all on my own. None of that BS, no hypnosis, no patches, no nothing. I just quit. Cold turkey. I had to fight through it, but I did it. You want to hear my cigarette about God? Okay, you're going to. So I think it'd been a good year, maybe two. It doesn't matter. I'd quit maybe a year. I know I quit. Maybe it was the next summer. It doesn't matter, okay? But I quit drinking. I'd quit drinking, and then a couple years later, whatever it was, 2-3 years later, I decided, well, I quit drinking. I should quit smoking, too, because I smoked when I was in the military. So I smoked when I got out. So I quit smoking. Cold turkey. All right, fought through all that. Now I'm not smoking no more. It's not even bothering me no more, right? So antiques cost money. I'm into collecting antiques now, chasing antiques. So I need more money. So I have a good job, and I'm paying child support, paying back child support. We're getting our life together. We're driving better vehicle, blah, blah, blah. I'm living life. And so I had a job paying for that. Well, I needed more money for antiques. So on weekends, at night, after work, whatever, I was doing extra work. And one of the jobs I started doing, I ended up mowing the whole damn town. I started being the mowing guy. You know, you can hire me to mow your yard. You know, I was mowing the cemetery. All right, I'll get to the point. So I'm out, beautiful Saturday, Sunday morning, it doesn't matter, quiet out there. They're really quiet, and people don't talk much in the cemetery. And I'm driving down, I'm just cruising along down the straight line, going as fast as my lawnmower will go, and all of a sudden I see something coming up, I'm coming up, I'm like, pack of Marlboro Lights, exactly what I used to smoke. Beautiful box, undented, not wet, beautiful box. Cigarettes laying right there in front of my mower. But one thing I know is a mower, I don't want to hit that in the cemetery because it'll go shatter. Now I got all this white shit laying all over the cemetery, right? I don't want that mess. So I need to get off my mower, which I'm assuming is an empty pack of cigarettes someone just threw on the ground, and move that, pick that up. And I had a little spot on my lawnmower for garbage. So I can keep mowing. Oh, no. It plumped full. There might have been one cigarette out of that. Oh, yeah. I don't have nothing here. So I grab that pack of cigarettes. It's plump full. I open it up. I got the smell. And then the next thought that hit me was, I don't have a lighter. But then the infantry in me kicked in, and I thought, oh, I could light it off the muffler on the lawnmower. That would do it. Oh, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, boy, I wonder what, one cigarette would taste good. I start mowing. I'm thinking about it. Now, where I turn, all I got to do is go up along the fence a little longer, and there's a garbage can there. And I did it. I threw them away. That was God testing me on cigarettes, man. But I passed. I haven't looked back since. I haven't found no cigarettes lately either, but there's another thing. Now I think I was a smoker. I didn't think that was nothing. Now I think that shit stinks. They walk into a casino or something, like, ah. Funny how life changes, huh? All right. Did I already read that? Never stop learning? The world of free, yeah. Okay, I talked about that. Never stop learning. I study on my iPad all the time. I might study about antiques. I might study about something controversial going on overseas. I might study something my honey talked about. You know, I'm constantly searching and looking, kind of addicted to it, actually. And that some of that could be bad. I need to slow down on some of it also, all right? All right, any comments, questions? Dwayne. Hi, Dwayne. Tony. Keith, Matt, John. Focus on hobbies that will last a lifetime. Absolutely. My hobby saved me. Absolutely save me. Antiques save my life. I've told you that 1,000 times. I don't know what your hobby is, but you need it. You absolutely need it in your life. Even if you're not an alcoholic, you need it. Is your hobby golfing? is your hobby. Now, why is it golfing for the sport of golfing, or is it boys' day out to drink? There's a difference. You got to know your hobby. You need a real hobby. All right? Is it fishing? Or is it drunk fishing? You know what I mean? You got to have a real hobby. Everyone's got a knack. Everyone's got something they want to tackle. And it could be collecting coins. It could be building birdhouses. It doesn't matter. Some people make awesome quilts. It doesn't matter what it is. Mine happened to be the antique world and what I studied. And then as I went through all this in antiques, I just had a big love for soda signs, and I started collecting soda signs. So I have a large antique soda sign collection, you know, and it's cool. And the more you're into it, the more you want, the bigger, the better, the best. And that's expensive. So you need to work hard to try and upgrade. And plus, it's harder to find. I need to find them things. And it keeps me keeps my brain searching, hunting, and it keeps me excited. I'm still like a kid when I find a great sign that I'm able to buy, that I can make a deal on it, that I can afford it. It's all fun. It makes me happy. You need a hobby. What do they say about it? You might not ever retire, but as soon as your money starts making you more money, well, I'm never going to have to worry about that probably, but wealth building, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to read all that. Doesn't matter. If you're one of them wealth builders, congratulations. I am not. Hopefully, I never have to pedal off my entire sign collection at one moment for financial reasons, and hopefully my daughter will reap some benefits of my years of collecting. I would hope. Get better educated on health and fitness. Yeah. In a world where 50% of men are obese, it's never been easier to demonstrate high value status physically. Adopt better habits at a younger age, greater priority on weight training and muscle building. Diet is not rocket science. Keep it simple. Calories in, calories out. Approach, emphasize, blah, blah, blah. All right. Well, I was in great shape because I was in the Army. And I actually stayed in fairly good shape for a long time after the Army, but I was drinking hard. So whether you want to say I was in good shape or not, but I certainly wasn't heavy. Now I don't drink. I enjoy some food, and I have gained weight. That's something I need to work on. I come up with excuses. My dog and I haven't been walking now because it's winter. We don't want to walk in the winter. He gets cold. And so I need to do that. So that's my next thing. I succeeded on alcohol. I succeeded on smoking. I've succeeded on being a better person. I've succeeded on starting my own business. I've done a lot of great things. But I'm putting off just trying to lose a few pounds. Well, we're not talking 100 pounds or nothing. I'm not a total porker, but I have gained some weight. I got some knee-ish pain issues. It's just some reasons. It's just better for me. I want to live a long time, all right? Not in a home either. I want to be out and about and live a long time. Enjoy my kids and grandkids. That's what I want to do. I want to get more signs. You know, I'm not done. I got things I got to do. So I want to be healthy to do that. And overall, I'm healthy now. I've gained some weight, and I'd like to reduce that down. So now that I put that out there, it'll be pressure on me. Now I can try and tackle that one. Perfect shape round, John says. There you go. I'm working on it. I love them poor people that are the same width, both directions. That just cracks me up. They're the same. Doesn't matter if they're standing or laying. They're the same. It just cracks me up. I'm not making fun of you if you're one of them. Cracks me up. All right. Don't waste much time watching pro sports. Well, okay, I'm not going to say I waste a lot of time watching it. I have two sports I follow. Well, three. First, I follow my granddaughter and her basketball career. My granddaughter's a good ball player. She loves it. That's what makes it fun. She absolutely loves it. She loves basketball, and I love to watch her. So I'm a fan of her basketball team. Secondly, I am in North Dakota here, a UND hockey fan. So I go to UND hockey games. I support the UND hockey team, but I don't live, breathe it. I mean, I just go to one game when they're home usually. I don't know all the stats about them or go chase them out of state, all that. I don't. I enjoy going to a hockey game. I think it's a nice getaway. Most of the time I bring my granddaughter, so it's something we both can do. I enjoy it. It's a night out. I love popcorn. They got great popcorn. I just love popcorn. That's the only reason I really go to sporting events, popcorn. It's the weight thing. I love buttered popcorn. And then I am a Minnesota Viking fan. I have been my whole life. So I do watch the Vikings on Sunday. That's not good for me. It's hard on me. But again, I don't live, breathe, and eat it. But come Sunday, I do like to watch the Vikings, good or bad. I'm sure it's not healthy for me because I usually get upset. But So I'm in the middle there. I can honestly say I don't waste a lot of time watching pro sports, but I do follow the hockey team some, and I do watch Sunday football. So spending the entire Sunday watching football or letting the outcome of a game dictate your mood is a waste of time and energy. Instead, play a competitive sport for as long as you can. Well, that's a true statement for a lot of reasons. It's good for you. It's good for your mind. And it's good for your to help keep you in shape. So that goes without saying. The same goes with watching TV. Minimize the consumption of all your mainstream media. I don't watch a lot of TV. I don't have issue there. But I probably spend too much time on my iPad reading shit. But I'm not a big TV guy. So I guess this guy went and got scuba certified. That would be fun. I would like scuba diving. I have scuba dived. I've snorkeled too. And, I enjoyed them both, but I was off of Bahama Island and no one was doing nothing there. It wasn't really that nice, but it was nice. I'm from North Dakota, so it was nice. And I rented the snorkel stuff and I just went out by myself. I just went out. And I had to get up every now and then, look back to make sure I knew where I was in line with the world, you know, and make sure I knew straight out. Well, I got out far enough where it's kind of a drop-off down, like this ledge. And for some reason, I was having in my head, like, no one discovered the buried treasure here, and no one looked right there before, and I'm going to find it. And it never happened. But so I was going over this ledge looking for the buried treasure, and I saw, like, this sea snake, and I don't like snakes. So I cruised back to the sandy beach, and that's where I stayed, because snakes, need snakes. I don't need no damn snake chasing me around. And he didn't, the snake paid no attention to me, but I saw him, and I didn't like him, and I went boogieing that way, okay? No fear of a shark. I mean, that just wasn't a thought in my head, but I'd seen a snake. I got to go. I don't know if it's dangerous or not. I have no idea, but I just know I didn't like it. I didn't like it slithering around, all right? Okay. Have a plan. You cannot rely on the government. No one is coming to save you. Be prepared for your social, political, and economical turmoil, even if it is low probability event. Diversify your income streams, invest in real estate, buy a ranch and some guns. There you go. All right. I do have some real estate, not much. I have guns. What else? Be prepared socially, politically, and economic turmoil. Yeah, I have some precious metals. Yeah, I'm ready. I did that. Good deal. All right. I would probably quit after 19. This was very healthy for me, too. Found sobriety and got sober. I dinked around for a little while, and I ended up going to work for a guy I knew in town who ran a real successful construction company, real small. I had, like, there's three employees most of the time, me and one other guy, him, three of us. We built big things, though. Great big farm shops and a good guy. I'm still very good friends. I have breakfast with him every day still during the week now. But I worked for him for a long time. Got my life back together working for him. Got my bills paid. Got caught up, blah, blah, blah. Did well. But then my knees bother me and we're on concrete all day and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just always looking. I'm always thinking. So I started a septic pumping business. And I'm very thankful I did. I basically drug a truck home. That was put out of commission. Mechanic friend of mine and me got it running, and I basically started a business with very little overhead, with an old worn-out truck, no advertising to speak of, just my name, and I learned how to do it, and I learned how to do a good job at it, and I always said thank you, and I always asked for the business again, and off I went. I'm about 6 years into it now, and it's going strong. I was just out yesterday pumping again. I got to go tomorrow. So it's been a good decision. I'm proud of myself. I'm proud to say this recovered alcoholic owns his own business. It's a veteran-owned business. I'm proud of that. Start your own business. There's so many people that are so good at things they do. Another good friend of mine in town, I was talking about him earlier, who didn't go to college very long, but he went for 2 years. Started his own, well, he worked for a plumber for a long time. He grabbed the bull by the horns and decided to branch out on his own, and he did it, and he's successful at it because he works hard. It's the same reason I'm successful at my businesses, because I get up every morning and I go to work. Laziness is not an excuse. It's something you got to fix. If you're lazy, you got to fix that. You got to start by getting up, making your bed in the morning, get a grip on life, watch the sun come up, have a cup of coffee, and go to work. Doesn't matter where you go to work, what you do, do it. It's better for you. We need a sense of purpose. We want to be the provider, if you're the man listening to this. Do the right things. I failed in life early on in life when my alcohol got really bad. I was spending more than I make, blah, blah, blah. I let a lot of people down, led to a divorce and all that. I've since bounced back, so I now was able to leave that secure job, venture out to the unknown, and I'm happy I did it. I'm an independent federal crop adjuster too, so that's not someone telling me when to go to work all the time. That's me finding work. How that works is kind of fun, and I do that independently. So I sign a contract. I'm independent. I work for myself on that, for a big insurance company, whichever one hires me. But so I do that. But that takes discipline also. Owning your own business takes discipline. It does. Some of it I'm really good at. Other parts I'm not. Like maybe I should leave more money in the business part of it more often than putting it in the Brian end of it more often. But, you know, I'm learning. All right, any comments, questions, anything you guys want to say today? We were live on Instagram for the first time today, as well as Facebook. When I get home, I will also transfer this over to Happy Hour with Brian page. So keep an eye out for my reels. I'm so proud I make reels now. I'm a podcast, so you can listen to me driving down the road. I'm starting to branch out, and I'm just starting. Every social media I tackle is a new learning curve. I have to figure it out. I don't know how to do it, so all my early shit looks stupid on there until I figure out how to do it, and then we'll go. So I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. Now I'm playing with YouTube. So under YouTube, it's Happy Hour with Brian is kind of what I'm going by on all the socials. Happy Hour with Brian. This is on my personal Facebook page, Brian Nelson. It's on Instagram under Happy Hour with Brian. So follow me, like me, share me all over. Whenever you see me, say hi. I like comments. I like interaction with the crowd. Thanks, John. I like feedback. I want someone to give me some stars someday. I don't know when that'll happen, but I want stars. So just so you know. I think that's all we got today. I think we're good. Thanks for the thumbs up, John. Next Tuesday, keep an eye on me for online for other news and antiques. I think we're good. All right, everyone. Have a great day, and thanks for watching Happy Hour with Brian.